Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome to the Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Max Agway on Firehouse Lane in Red Hook, New York, offering comprehensive farm, garden, and pet supply needs. Delivery available. MaxAgway.com. Limber Tree Services, the Hudson Valley's professional arborist, LimberTree.com. North Elm Home, furniture, accents, and mattresses. I do love my mattress. On North Elm Avenue in Millerton, NorthElmHome.com. And the Phantom Gardener, sustainable and organic garden solutions and fabulous plants on Route 9 in Rhinebeck and at thephantomgardener.com. And today, from the Phantom, Jij Klaassen is here, and we are we're on it. We're doing it. I'm just going to start this off, Jij, by saying it's came fast.
And, it really did.
and now it's I don't know. I just don't figure I'll have a chance to really breathe until November.
I know it's been kind of a funny spring. It seemed like it really held out in kind of cold and dormancy for a while. And now, boom, we're watching just buds develop and leaves start to unfurl right before our very eyes. It's wild, but it's spring. It's happening.
Oh my gosh. And yeah, and here we go. And we made a list. And top of our list is mulching and soil amendments.
Yeah, yep, definitely build up that soil. That's really the key to organic gardening, keeping the soil full of nutrients and feeding the plants from the bottom up. That's the best way to have a healthy plant, a beautiful plant, and then nothing like mulch. I mean, mulching's gonna help you out in so many ways. Keep the moisture in, help keep the weeds out. And it also really creates just a beautiful finished look on your garden beds.
And, you know, there are lots of mulching options.
Yeah.
I am a firm believer in a mix that's half compost and half shredded bark. That is my only mulch that I use because I can't tell you how much the soil has improved over the years. Just, you know, you don't even have to dig it in. After a while, it's just all working down there. But other people like bark mulch and different colors. And I know you guys do a lot of mulching. Your crew does a lot of mulching.
Yes.
So, what are you guys using?
Well, out on the jobs, it's either our dark brown premium mulch, or some people request the black mulch. We do have that in bulk, not bagged. It is dyed naturally, so we will carry that. And then we also have a certified organic product, Sweet Pea, which is, I think, very well known at this point. And that's wonderful. That's most similar to what you're describing. High compost content, and then some of that kind of woody element to it. And so that is a gorgeous mulch. You can actually even work it into the ground, use it as an amendment, or just top dress with it. And that's often what my go-to is. Just again, because of that organic matter and it just breaking down nicely into the soil. I don't really need to amend with other stuff. When I'm planting, I always have my compost and I'm mixing that in. But that's for the bulk options. And then for bagged, you know, we carry Coast of Maine, which is an amazing brand. They're all certified organic and they've got a beautiful enriching mulch. So similar idea, a gorgeous look to it, but most importantly, high compost and nutritious qualities to it. And then we also carry, you know, a pine mulch in bags. We even have a certified organic pine mulch that's available. We don't do the dyed red stuff. Just not our look. I know some people like it, but we don't have that. But we've got all sorts of other great options.
So, sweet peat, is that in bags or is that in bulk?
We carry it just in bulk. So, yeah.
And
Yeah.
deliver.
We deliver anything and everything. And, we've been keeping up on our deliveries, getting stuff out still within like a week of ordering. And yeah, it's a great option. Or if you have a pickup or a trailer, you can come in and we'll load you up as well.
And I know sometimes, even if you just have a small area that you want to mulch, you can bring like a garbage can or something just to fill. I'm a big believer in mulching all my pots.
Yeah, I always use the enriching mulch by Costa Maine. I love to put a little layer of that on top of all my plantings. I've used it in my veggie garden. It's not too heavy around the veggies. It's just great. It looks beautiful, helps retain moisture, definitely helps keep, weeds and stuff out. So it definitely helps with, the watering because we get to a certain point where that gets to be a challenge. And
Yeah,
so
tell my
mulching,
back.
oh yes, yeah. But mulching, your pots, your gardens, all your borders, it makes a huge difference throughout the season.
And so somebody asked me a question the other day, and I was kind of stumped because I'd never heard it as a question. They said, "When should I take up my old mulch?" And my feeling is never.
I agree with you. There's no reason to. You're using an organic product. I mean, one that's, even if it's not organic, something that doesn't need to be pulled up. I mean, over time, if anything, it'll break down. Remember when the big nuggets were in vogue? We don't really see those anymore. I guess maybe those would have been a little problematic. I'm not sure, but the way mulch comes these days, it's super shreddy or like a soil. So no need to remove it. You got it.
Yeah,
Just keep adding.
I was like, oh my gosh, another job.
Yeah.
Get
My
rid of your
goodness,
mulch.
you don't have to.
Yeah, so that, I mean, that's my feeling. It's breaking down. It's doing what you want it to do. So just put what you need on top, and what you need in the way of depth of mulch. I think everybody does it differently. I like
Yeah.
a good couple inches.
Yeah. Yep. Couple inches works really well for us. That's typically what we're doing on our jobs, and I do that at home. Not a good idea to mulch up the trunks of your tree. Sometimes we see these mulch volcanoes, we call them. If anything, you want more of like a moat look. So keep the bark, excuse me, keep the mulch away from the bark, from the trunk, because over time that is not good. They just don't get to breathe. And
No.
so you want to keep it away from that. And if anything, you can build sort of a moat like look. But yeah, a couple inches, just not packing that up the trunk of the trees or any kind of plant is definitely ideal.
Yeah, I like to mulch when things have emerged, so I'm not like just throwing, like I'm not just covering the entire bed in mulch and praying that everything's going to be able to work through it.
Yeah, especially like reseeding annuals,
Oh yeah.
Nicotianas and some of those goodies, the cosmos and things.
Verbena minariensis.
Oh, yes, one of my faves. So best not to dump, 2 inches of mulch down before, if you've got that typically coming up in an area, wait to mulch that. Let
Yeah.
come up and then mulch around them.
Yeah. I crawl when I mulch. You know, I have all these 5 gallon buckets of mulch behind me. And, you know, so I'm really probably pretty anal about mulching, but you know, it works. And every year the garden just gets better and better. So wait a minute, we have to take a quick break. Juge Clausen is here from the Phantom Gardener. We're talking about, yeah, it's spring, and we're talking about making sure you amend your soil, and we're talking about mulching. I got more to say about that. Gardening, the Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Stories Nursery in Freehold, New York, a gardener's destination for over 60 years. Open year round, visit them at storiesnursery.com. Victoria Gardens Plant Nursery and Garden Center on Route 213 in Rosendale, victoriagardens.biz. And Wallkill View Farm Market, your farm market for all seasons, on Route 299 West in New Paltz, wallkillviewfarmmarket.com. Get out to all these fine places. They have incredible stuff, and it's all happening. So here we go to break.